This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
My name is Spencer Williams. I'm from Southampton, and I'm doing plumbing, and I'm on my first week.
Welcome to T4TS Radio. Today we're joined by Spencer from our Southampton ATL Centre. Hi, Spencer. How are you?
I'm very well, Milko. Thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Spencer is doing plumbing with Train for Trade Skills. Spencer, before we start, could you just tell us a little bit more about your career up to date?
I've had various jobs. A lot of them have been centred around the building trade, though, throughout my life. I now work at the docks in Southampton. It's very similar technical work. I work in containers, but I spent a lot of the time in the building trade working with my dad originally, and I've always liked the building trade, and hence that's why I'm doing the plumbing course.
That sounds like a very good base to start a plumbing course, but was there anything else which inspired you to go into plumbing?
Well, I bought my own house. I fitted my own bathroom suite. I fitted the kitchen sink. I did it, you know, just from scratch. Very much enjoyed it. Like I said, I've worked in other things in the building trade, and I didn't get as much satisfaction from them as I did from doing this. And that's what led me into doing the plumbing, really. I mean, I really enjoyed fitting the bathroom. It's great.
How many bathrooms have you fitted so far?
Probably about 3 or 4. I did my parents. Obviously, when they'd seen that I did mine, they thought they could get theirs done cheaply. They asked me to fit theirs. And, you know, the first one was difficult when I did my own. You make a few mistakes, but after a while, 2, 3, 4, you start to pick up a little bit.
After you came to do your practical training with Train for Trade Skills, did you find some of the things you have been doing before different than the way the tutors have explained things to you?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, coming here, you learn how to set things out first and foremost, whereas when you really don't know what you're doing, you're going in blind, you make a few mistakes, you cut a few corners, and you end up having to go back. Whereas here, you learn the technical stuff first, which sets you in good stead when you actually come to do the job.
And how did you find studying from home after you enrolled in the course? Were these jigsaw and pixels of the puzzle making sense because you had previous experience, or was it easy enough for everybody to comprehend?
I think it's easy enough for everybody to comprehend. You know, you have to read the books carefully. It explains to you. You know, if you read it, take your time. It pays not to rush through. I think a lot of people tend to try and think, oh, I need to get it done quickly. But I think if you take the time to read it properly, you'll get it right. You know, it's not about speed. It's about how much you get done in the right manner, I think.
That's a good tip for our students. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. And how are you finding the practical training with Train for Trade Skills?
First day, everybody gets to know each other. It's always the case. But now, I think, yeah, we're starting to get going a lot better. And again, like I said, the technical side of it, if you listen to the tutor, you know, you pay attention, you take your time, you get it right, it does give you a good sense of accomplishment, you know, as long as you get it right, obviously. But yeah, I'm enjoying it very much.
And how easy, Spencer, is for you to combine your working life and everyday life with your studying commitments? How are you finding this?
Yeah, you know, you just have to set aside the right time, really. You have to be in the right frame of mind. It's not easy because I've got kids as well, which always gets in the mix. You only have to spend an hour a day. As long as you put in an hour a day, an hour, 2 hours a day, which you can easily find that time, you know, when the kids are in bed. But you just have to be dedicated to it.
Spencer, what is the big game after you finish and qualify? Would you like to run your own business, perhaps, or be self-employed? What would you like to do?
Oh, I don't want to run my own business. I've got friends that run their own business. It's far too much aggravation for my liking. But I've got a friend who runs his own small builds company. So once I qualify, this is one of the reasons why I'm doing this course, because once I qualify, I'm going to go and work for his company. All my friends work for him in their different trades. So I'm the last of the trades he needs, really, the plumbing, to come in, because his dad works for the company. His dad's close to retirement, so it should slot in perfectly, dovetail.
There are plenty of options out there for you. And whatever you do, Spencer, we wish you best of luck when you finish your course and when you qualify. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Milko. Thank you very much indeed.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.